"Well, come on, Bill," he said. "We ought to be stepping." He held out a hand and pulled his friend up. Then, turning to Cayley, he went on. "You must forgive me if I have let my thoughts run on, rather. Of course, I was considering the matter purely as an outsider. Just as a problem, I mean, which didn't concern the happiness of any of my friends."
"That's all right, Mr. Gillingham," said Cayley, standing up too. "It is for you to make allowances for me. I'm sure you will. You say that you're going up to the inn now, about your bag?"
"Yes." He looked up at the sun and then round the parkland stretching about the house. "Let me see. It's over in that direction, isn't it?" He pointed southwards. "Can we get to the village that way, or must we go by the road?"
"I'll show you, my boy," said Bill.
"Bill will show you. The park reaches almost as far as the village. Then I'll send the car round in about half an hour."
"Thanks very much." Cayley nodded and turned to go into the house. Antony took hold of Bill's arm and walked off with him in the opposite direction. End of chapter 6.